This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Chavches, at Chacham, Chavches Amid Beis, the last line. Moni Masanisim, who said our Mishnah, above we learned three Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yosei Haglil. I'll soon see what each one holds. Mani Masnis, which Tana said our Mishnah. I Rabbi Yehuda. So we have a difficulty. But the Yehuda said there are three psukim. One lav is on Chometz, Lifnei Zmanai. Down to the night there's a lav from Chatzos. And also, of course, during Pesach. That's the second one. And the third lav is Chometz She'ovah Olah Pesach. It's a lav. He holds this derisa, it's a lav. But he says that lav, which is lo ye'ochel chometz, stomach chometz, is staying in general. It doesn't specify whose chometz. Afila denochi. It would mean even chometz of a goy, she'ovah olah pesach, after pesach, it's a lav. But when the Yehuda said that there's a lav for chometz, over olah pesach, not specifying whose chometz. So therefore, just like chometz of a goy is certainly also with a lav during Pesach and Skakoras too, and chometz of a goy is also before Pesach, you can't eat it before Pesach either in the 6 hours, according to Yehuda. So chometz of a goy after Pesach should also be included in lo ye'ochel chometz. But here the Mishnah says, Chomet Shal Machri, Sheova Lo Apesa, is Muta? Muta Behanoi? There's no Yisra? So our Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Yehuda, so it seems right now. So once more, Rabbi Yehuda, who quotes a lav, Lo Yehoch Chomet, Shechomet Sheova Lo Apesa, and that lav doesn't specify whose Chomet, so it means even Shal Machri. But our Mishnah says, Chomet Shal Machri after Pesach is Muta? Here, Rabbi Shimon, who holds chometz after Pesach, there's no lav. Also, cannot say our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Shimon, because the Mishnah says chometz shel nochri after Pesach is muta, but chometz shel Yisrael after Pesach is also. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no lav on chometz after Pesach for anybody. The Yisrael nami mishre koshali im chometz of Yisrael is matir. He says, there's no law on the chometz after Pesach for anybody. So Mishnah can't be Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no law at all on chometz after Pesach, even Shal Yisrael. So why did our Mishnah say only Shal Nochri is much after Pesach? Be Rabbi Yosei Haglili. It surely can't come out like him. Afila teos mane nami, Mishre gashore banoe. Even in Pesach, is mazer chometz banoe. Anybody's chometz. He says you can't eat chometz. But the Avanoi, he says, it's good to have a noy from chometz during Pesach. So surely after Pesach. But our Mishnah says chometz, she'ovah lo Pesach, if it's Yisrael, it's also only of a nochri is mutter. But according to Rabbi Yosei Haglili, not only after Pesach, even in Pesach is mutter b'hanoy. So our Mishnah cannot come out like any of these three tanoim said that. Now we have two answers. The first answer. Omar Rabacha ba Yanke, v'loi lo min reality it's Rabbi Hudehi, who said that chometz after Pesach is a lav. And the kasha that you ask, Rabbi Hudeh doesn't differentiate after Pesach between Yisrael and Nochri, stam a lav. But the Mishnah says Shal Nochri is muter after Pesach. Rabbi Hudeh also holds. There's a difference between Shal Nochri and Shal Yisrael. Now, in the Pasuk, Lo Ye'ochel Chometz, there's no hint that there's a difference between Yisrael and Anochri. But it says So'oya, it says Chometz there. So we're learning Gezeirah Shavah Chometz and So'oya for Chometz and So'oya. By Baal Yeroe, it says Lecho, yours, you can't see. So we learn the Issa Achille according to Rabbi Yehuda, from the Isha of Lo Yeroe. And just like by Lo Yeroe, it says openly, Lo Yeroe Lecho. Avol HaToreya Shel Acheret Shel Goreya. You can have chametz of a goy in your possession, and you have chametz of hekdesh in your possession, because it's not yours. So just like on Bal Yeroe is a Lecho, so also Rabbi Yehuda holds, on Lo Yeroe also Lecho. The Isha, all the Lavim apply only to chametz of Yisrael, not to chametz of a Vafri. That's why chametz after Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is if it's chametz shel Nachri, it's muta. For the Lav that Rabbi Yehuda learns for chametz of Alav Pesach, you learn from Lo Yeroe Lecho. Oh, this Lav is not the Yeroe, the Lav is Lo Yeroe chametz. But he learns the Isha Achil from Isha Lo Yeroe. And just like by Lo Yeroe, it's Lecho, so here also, the law of Chomesh after Pesach is only Lecho, but Shal Nochri is Muta. Therefore, Chomesh, Shal Nochri after Pesach, Mishnah says Muta Banai, inside. But only if you learn Soyo de Achila, the Isra of Achila, Misoyo de Ria. Now, by Achila, it doesn't say Lecho, but by Ria, says Lecho. So we say, Ma, just like Soyo de Ria, Shal Lecho Iato, you cannot see your own Chomesh, you can't have your own Chomesh in your house. But you can have chametz of goyim acherim or chametz of hegdish in your house. So the achila, all the word lecho is not written there, but you learn it from Riyah. So just like by Riyah makes a difference between shelcho and shel goyim, af chametz achila, so the achila also shelcho yatoreya ichol. So therefore, after Pesach, the law of Lo Yochol Chametz goes only on Chametz of Yisrael you can't eat. The Chametz Shel Nochri of Pesach, the Pesach doesn't apply because you learn from Seod the Chodiriyah. Say that inside. And one question has to be cleared up yet. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what you're saying now, he holds that the Chametz Shel Nochri, there's no lav after Pesach. The lav is only chametz shel Yisrael. So it means there's no lav on anything. You can have anoy and you can even eat it. But the Mishnah says chametz shel nochri sh'av alav Pesach mutar b'hanoy. It doesn't say it's mutar to eat. That's a difficulty. Say the difficulty. So he answers. Ubadinu, by rights, the boy Leila Misti should learn Afila Bachila Namishot. That Chomets of Anochi after Pesach is Mutter even to eat. Why does it say it's Mutter Bahanoya? I did the Tonic, because you learn Chomets of Yisrael is also Bahanoya, wants to tell us Chomets of Yisrael after Pesach not only is also to eat, also even Bahanoya. Therefore, he says Tona, he learns Nami, Inochli, Mutter Bahanoya. But the truth is, Shal Nochri is Mutter Bachil also. Again, he says, Chomet Shal Yisrael, after Pesach, is also even Ba'anoi. Achil is sure, even Ba'anoi is also. That's necessary to tell us. And therefore he concludes, but Shal Nochri is Mutter Ba'anoi. But actually, it's Mutter Bachil too. Ubadin who? Now, the question is, if you hold that you learn Achila from Riyah, so not only after Pesach, the law doesn't apply to Chomesh Shel Nochri, but even in Pesach, the law doesn't apply to Chomesh Shel Nochri. Rabbi Yehuda says there are three law: one lifnei zmane, one tefnei l'achas zmane. And we just now said that l'achas zmane only applies to Yisrael, not to Anochri, because we learn from Seol Deriyah. But it's just like you learn l'achas zmane from Seol Deriyah, so lifnei zmane and tezmane also, same thing. So why don't you say that even tezmane, chomesh shel nochri is muta? Why say achar Pesach? Even in Pesach it should be muta. The same logic as you're learning achilah v'seir de'aliyah. So it means lecho. All the three lavim you can't eat means your own you can't eat. But shel nochri it's muta to have anoy from it. Now we can't say you might eat it, but you may pick it up to eat. It becomes yours. That's a different story. But at least the Hanoi you should be able to have. So why does it say Chomesh Shel Nochri? After Pesach it's Mutar Ba'Hanoi. Chomesh Shel Nochri should be Mutar Ba'Hanoi even during Pesach. Because the law of during Pesach only applies to Shalho and not to Shalho inside now. Ubadid Uba writes, the boy lady Mishimishi should learn the Afila Besurat Hani Mutanoi. Even Tersman, even on Pesach, Homis Vanoch is Mutta Behanoi. Because the love of in Pesach is like the love after Pesach. You learn from Aviyah. Lecho, only yours is also. Shalnoch is not also even during Pesach, just like not also after Pesach. So why does he say after Pesach, Homis Shalnoch is Mutta? He could say also even during Pesach. That's right, he said. But I did not tell him, because he learned Yisrael. Lachazmane, he's telling us, Yisrael. Lachazmane is also abandoned, even Nachazmane. Yisrael, Terzmane, it's a purpose to say. Yisrael, even Achazmane, it's also abandoned. Tona Nami de Nochri, Lachazmane. Actually, however, not even Terzmane is Mutta Bahamane, he said. That's the shita of Rav Acha bar Yankiv, who learned pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, that although chometz lachazmane is a lav, still it doesn't apply to chometz shel nochri. Now, according to that, the same logic that you learn it from Gezeirah Shoveh of lo yoel lecho will apply also to chometz terzmane. The chometz that's also v'achile during Pesach only applies to the Cho, Jewish chometz. The chometz of a goy tov Pesach, no isa, midaraisa. Even Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's how Rav Acha bar Yankiv learned pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. I'll say once more. Rav Acha bar Yankiv learned pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that we love in chometz before Pesach, and during Pesach, and after Pesach, all three lavim apply only to Chometz Shal Yisrael. Chometz Shal Nochri is mutter in all these three periods. That's what Rabbi Acha bar Yankiv learns according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi disagrees. Rabbi holds that Rabbi Yehuda will not permit Chometz of a goy either before Pesach or during Pesach or after Pesach. But Rabbi Yehuda does not learn Sir Da'achilu from Sir Diri. That's all Rabbi holds. Rabbi Yehuda, if he holds three lavin on chometz, it makes no distinction whose chometz it is. If our Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Yehuda, if our Mishnah makes a distinction, chometz over La Pesach, over Nochri is Muta. If a Rabbi cannot say the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, I'll explain that why Rabbi said Mishnah can't be according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. A Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon. And we ask the Kasha, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no law at all on Chomesh or Balaam Pesach. Even on Chomesh or Yisrael. So why does a Mishnah say Chomesh or Yisrael or Balaam Pesach also Bahanoi? Rabbi Shimon holds Midrabon in this also. Kenose Konis, the Chacham put a knas, a punishment on him. Hoyil. Because we over the Yisrael who kept the chometz till after Pesach was Eva by Bal Yeroi, Bal Yemasa. So they put a knas, and that's why chometz Yisrael Acha Pesach is also Bahanoia, not because there's any din Torah, no. It's only a midrabanan. So now we know, according to Rabbi Shimon, although there's no lav on chometz after Pesach, but there's a Issa de Rabbanan, because he kept the chometz, he punished him. Therefore, our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi said. That's why Chomet Shal Yisrael Shavah Pesach is also Bahanoi. Chomet Shal Nochri, and Nochri didn't do anything wrong. He kept Chomet after Pesach. That's why his Chomet is Muta Bahanoi. Say that. Break the Gemara. Bish Lamel Rabbi. This is right according to Rabbi who learns the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. So the Mishnah says, why is Chomet Shal Yisrael Shavah Allah Pesach also Bahanoi? The Mishnah says, "Highly determined." That's why the Mishnah learned, "Shall Yisrael also Meshum Shenema Lo Yeroi?" Because Yisrael was Eiver and Lo Yeroi. So that makes sense. The Mishnah says, "Chomet Shall Yisrael after Pesach is also Bahanoi?" Because it says Lo Yeroi, since he was Eiver by Yeroi, he kept the chomets till after Pesach. So we punish him and says also Bahanoi. Elo La Rabacha by Yankin. Who said the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? Now, in the states in the Mishnah, Chomet Shel Yisrael, after Pesach, is also Ba'anoya, because it says Lo Yeroya. What kind of sense does it make? It's also because of Lo Yeroya. According to Yehuda, it's also because of a law of Lo Yochel Chomets. Chomets Shel Yisrael. Lo Yochel Chomets. So why mention Lo Yeroya? Again, according to Rabbi, it says that Rabbi Shimon, there's no Isra on Chomets after Pesach had all me in our Torah, where the Chachomim punished him and said it's also by now. Why? Because he kept that Chomets. It was Abraham Bal Yeroya. It's because he did that Avera, so they punished him and said his Chomets is also by now. But according to Rabbi Hud, it says Chomets after Pesach over Yisrael. Why is it also? Because of the law, special law on Chomets Shel Yisrael after Pesach. So he should have said it also because of Lo Yochel Chomets, it's a law on it. Why did I say Bal Yeroya? Bal Yeroya is a different law. That's a kasha. And Rabbi Yaakov, Mishum Lo Yochel Chomets, why should say Lo Yochel Chomets? Why should I say Lo Yeroya? Say the kasha inside. So the kasha is, according to Rabbi Yaakov, why does the Mishnah say Chomets Shel Yisrael after Pesach? Is also Anoya Mishum Lo Yeroya? Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a law, the Feir Shalav Lo Ye Ochel, which applies to Chomets after Pesach. That's the reason why Chomets Shel Yisrael is also. And for more, Mi Saba, do you think, Asefer Koy, that this expression, Mishum, Shenema, Lo Yorel Echoseo, goes on Chomets Shel Yisrael also Bahanoia? The last words, no, it goes in the previous. Why is Chomets Shel Nochle Muta Bahanoia? That's where he goes. It doesn't go why Chomets Shel Yisrael is also on after Pesach. That's because of Lo Yochel. But he wants to explain why Chomets Shel Nochle is Mutter after Pesach. Because in the Reish of Hakama, Chomets Shel Nochle, Sh'ovala Alava Pesach Mutter Banda, why? Shum Shenema Lo Yeroya Lecho, and there it says Lecho Ba Lo Yeroya. And so from that Lecho we learn also for Achille, only Lecho, therefore Shelecho Iyat Torea. And therefore Yolif Soya the Achila, the Lo Yochel Chomets, which applies to after Pesach, we learn from the Soya the Riyah, where it says Lecho, the Soya the Riyah. So therefore, according to this, the Mishnah is explaining what it said before. Again, when the Mishnah says Chomets to Yisrael after Pesach is also Banoya, that's because it says, according to Yehuda, Lo Yochel Chomets. That's how Rabbi Yankee learns. But Mishnah wants to explain why is Chomets Shel Nochle Mutar? If there's a law after Pesach, let's say the law includes everybody's Chomets? You know. Because it says by Leviya, it says the Chor. And from Leviya we learn to Achille. So therefore, all the lavim of Chomets, before, during, and after Pesach, according to Yehuda, do not apply to any chomets except your own chomets, not the boy's chomets. Say that. The Ozula Tamai means not only here in Psochem as a machlekes, but another case also. The same Achashita, he overholds elsewhere what he says here. Achamayanki holds elsewhere what he holds here. The goy according to Achashita, deep on the line. Ho'ichel soyer shel mochli, she'ova olava pesa. The Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Amar Loikin. Rabbi said, even though it's Chomets of a Goy, it's after Pesach too, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda said there are three Lavim, one on Chomets before Pesach, one during Pesach, one after Pesach, and he makes no distinction. He doesn't learn in Surah D'Achilah and Surah D'Elia. So therefore, even Chomets of a Goy, and all these three periods, even after Pesach, it's also Bahanoya, and he gets Malkus. There's a lot. Lo Yeroya Chomets. And Rav Acha Bar Yankev Omar, Eina Loike. He holds that Rabbi Yehuda learns these three lavim only Lecho, like it says by Riyah, but not by Chomets of Nochrim. Rabbi Amar Loike, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Yolif, Rabbi Yehuda Seol De Achilah Veseol, he doesn't learn it. He holds Kipshute, Lo Yochel Chomets, doesn't say any Lecho, so whether it's Yisrael or Nochem, it's the same law. And Rabbah Rabbah Yankiv, I'm an Eloike, but Yoliv Seol Dechila, but Seol Dechila. Say that. Now the Gemara says, Behoda be Rabbah Rabbah Yankiv. He changed his mind. We have a proof, he changed his mind. Up till now he was holding that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the three lavim of chometz apply only to chometz shel Yisrael and not to chometz shel Mocher. That's how Rabbi Rabbah Yankel learned Mishat in Rabbi Yehuda. Because he learned Sir the Achilah from Sir the Riyah, where it is, says Lecho. And now we're going to see, and I'll take some time before we get to that, but there'll be a question and a number of terutzim, he's one of the last terutzim, so it'll take some time. But the upshot will be, we'll see that he changes his mind. So first we go to another subject, the Tanya line. First another subject. Ho'echel chomet shal hegdish. Now eat chomet shal hegdish. Eat anything of hegdish. So he did it with shegig. So it's a question, should it be chayav a kob mila? Anybody who's nehene has benefits from hegdish with shegig, is chayav a kob mila, as a big chemish, a kob, and a chemish and an osha. Has to pay for what he took, and he has to bring a chemish and an osha. Now, but he ate chometz, we made it on Yontif. Now, brings up the question, did he take from Hegdish anything that had any value? Because maybe chometz on Pesach had no value at all. So he didn't do any harm to Hegdish. That's the question. So he says, Moal, he is male, and he has to bring a kolben milah. V'yesh eimer loy moal. Now, we want to see the reason for the machlekes. Man yesh eimerim, that say lo moal, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Nechun Yebana Konahi. Now first the Tanakhama, before we go on. Tanakhama says, Moal. Because he caused Hegdish a loss. Because Hegdish, after Pesah, could have sold that chometz and got money from it. Although during Pesach nobody would eat that chometz, so Hegdish can't get any money for it, but still it's worth money because it can be sold after Pesach. And all the chometz after Pesach, we said above, even according to Rabbi Shimon, is also b'hanoe as a punishment because you're irabal yoe, but Hegdish didn't do any avere because Hegdish had a right to keep chometz. Shilcho yatoreya, avol atoreya shalachem shulgoreya. So chometz shel hegdish after Pesach, according to Rabbi Shimon, would be mutar after Pesach. So therefore, hegdish has a money value, equity in this chometz to get sold after Pesach. Therefore, Tanakhama says moal. He took from hegdish something that's worth money, and there is chayav mila. But yesh eimer loy moal. Now, why does yesh eimer say loy moal? So he says, it's why not? Because it's a mechuyim anakone. And he holds that since a man did such a big aveya of koras, chometz is koras, so he can't make him bring a kolben milah. Why? Because he holds commonly with the rabbi, just like a man is chayav misa, or even malchus according to us. We don't make him pay anything, because you can't give him two punishments for one aveya. So here also, there's no money punishment because he gets koras. That's how Rabbi Yehuda ben Hakana holds. See, there's no money value, you can't make him pay any money, so therefore there's no kol mila either. If there's no care, there's no chemish and yosha. Again, I'll say that again. Man yesh em, we say loy moal, om Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda ben Hakana hi, v'tan yulay Rabbi Yehuda ben Hakana ho yoise, es yim ha-kippur en g'shabbos. All the Shabbos is Mises Bezdin, and Yom Kippur is less, it's kolas, still, he said it's the same thing. The Tashlum, when it comes to paying, Ma'as Shabbos. Suppose a person burns somebody's property on Shabbos. He doesn't pay because he's chayav skila for making a fire. So come with Rabbim Nei. Ma'as Shabbos, mischayav ben nafshe. And therefore, it's part of the Tashlum, after you make it, mischayav ben nafshe. Although Bezin doesn't kill him, but B'nai Shemayim will get chayav, if it's part of the Tashlum. That's why he holds that he's chometz of Hegdish and Pesach. He is commonly with the rabbi because of the cost. He doesn't pay. Since he doesn't pay, and he can, so there's no kolben milah and no chemish. That's how he explains how Rabbi Yechon explains the machlekes. So the Tanakhama holds Hegdish has a money value in the chametz, but they can sell it after Pesach. Because chametz shall Hegdish after Pesach is mutar b'hanoi, because if we don't punish Hegdish for keeping it, they have a right to keep it. And therefore the one that ate it is mal. And Rabbi holds no. Since it's comely b'lelabe, he was high of course, he doesn't pay anything for eating it, therefore there's no cold meal to eat it. Say that. Now Rabbi Yosef had a different shot. Rabbi Hunya ben Akon is not in this mission at all. Rabbi Yosef Amar, this machlekes is according to Rabbi Yosef Haglili. The whole chametz, even in Pesach, is mutar b'hanoya. Words are missing from the Gemara, we have to add it. Rabbi Yosef holds that this machlekes, to eat chametz of Hegdish on Pesach, is immoral and not moral. They are both following Rabbi Yosef Haglili, holds chametz is mutar b'hanoya. Because if chametz would be also b'hanoya, this Tanya said there's no milah. The fact that after Pesach it'll be worth something, but during Pesach nobody can buy it and use it. So therefore, a future value wouldn't be considered that it's considered a milah. Again, Rabbi Yosef holds, if they would hold that the chametz is osur medaraisa during Pesach, so even though it's hegdish, it has no value, because who can buy it? Can't eat hegdish, you have to redeem it. So who will redeem it? It's also about money. So that's a question. Tanakhama says still, it's moral. But even though you Jews can't eat it, well, you can redeem it and feed it to behemoths. Feed it to goyim during Pesach. If it's mutar b'hanoya, so therefore, that's why it's moral, because right now it has a value. Again, Rabbi Yosef says, these tanoim hold, if hegdish, chomesh or hegdish, if chomesh is usher during Pesach, b'hanoya, the fact that it will have a future value after Pesach, that won't be, cause it to have a value now. To be moral, it has to have a value right now. And if it's usher to have noya from chomesh on Pesach, it has no value now. We ignore the fact that after Pesach it'll have a value. So you must say it has a value right now. So who says that? That's Rabbi Yosef Haglili, who says chomesh is mutar b'hanoya during Pesach. Only who's going to eat chametz during Pesach? To whom can Hegdish sell it? Hegdish can sell it to people or feed it to their behemoths. That's why it's moral. It has a benefit right now. And Yesh Emim, they say, no, you cannot redeem Hegdish to feed the behemoths. Hegdish is too important to feed the behemoths. Therefore, it has no value at all right now, and therefore it's no more. Now, inside. Rav Yosef Omar, the machlekes is, if poidim is hakochim lachilan liklovim kamibligi, if you can redeem hegdish to feed it to dogs. Ma'an de Omar Mo'al, Tanakhama says Mo'al, he says, since chometz is mutar b'hanoya during Pesach, like Rav Yosef Haglili says, you can't eat it, but you can have hanoya from it. So therefore, kosavi holds poidim is hakochim lachilan liklovim, and you can feed it to your dogs, oh, that's hanoya. But he holds hanoya as mutar during Pesach. Only eating is also. That's why if you ate up the chametz of Pesach yourself, you took away from Hegdish a certain benefit. They could have sold it right now. You cannot redeem Hegdish to feed it liklovim. You can't redeem Hegdish to feed it to goyim. So all that's mutar b'hanoya, but you have no way of having hanoya on Pesach. You have to eat it yourself. And so you can't eat it yourself on Pesach. It has no money value. Therefore, he shouldn't be moyal. That's a machlekes. There inside. Now, basically, we didn't get to the point yet where Rav Achav Yankiv is demonstrated having backed out from his previous stand. Next time.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.